Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawan. Today is Friday, August 25th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Think Like the Apostles. Our text is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Pasquis says, in Acts chapter 8 verse 14, the apostles in Jerusalem received news that Samaria had embraced the word of God. Promptly, they sent Peter and John to minister to them. These apostles possessed a remarkable mindset that we should emulate. To them, Samaria belonged to them because the word of God had taken root there. Understand that not everyone in Samaria had become a Christian, but the seed of the word had been given. But the seed of the word had been sown, and the spiritual ground had received it. Consequently, the apostles considered Samaria taken over by the gospel. When Peter and John arrived in Samaria, the first thing they did was similar to what Paul did after he journeyed to Ephesus in Acts 19. They ministered to the people to receive the Holy Spirit. We are to have the same mentality with the apostles. Their conviction stemmed from the words of Jesus, who likened the kingdom of heaven to a mustard seed that grows into a towering plant, surpassing all others. The growth is unstoppable. Once the word of God was planted into a place, be it a city, town, community, country, or nation, the apostles knew they had taken over the place. They knew what to do with the word in such places. We need to seize cities, communities, with the gospel. Think like these apostles. Adopt their mindset. Think like Paul, who when he arrived at Ephesus, knew he was conquering not only that place, but the regions beyond. Glory! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for entrusting me with the divine responsibility of reaching those in my world and in distant lands with the message of the gospel. The light of your glorious gospel that I bear dispels the darkness in the hearts of the unconverted, destroying the bonds of wickedness and establishing them in your righteousness. Indeed, the word prevails in my city and the regions beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 to 20 and Mark chapter 16 verse 15. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, we need to see cities and communities with the gospel. Think like the apostles. Adopt their mindset. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.